1904 HKX Mobile.
KO4CEF Mobile One Echo Link.
Good morning, Andrew. Oh, sorry about texting you so late last night. I didn't realize it got that late.
No, I was still wide awake. I mean, I still laid down a little bit after that, so for the most part while we were texting, I was up, and then right there at the tail end, I finally laid down, but yeah, it was still after 11 before I even went to sleep, which is about normal anyway, so, but I think I've looked at that app, and, you know, there the problem would be just having to monitor RF on a certain frequency all the time. So I don't know. I'll probably end up looking at those one of those Meshtastic nodes and just maybe buy two and just see how it works.
Yeah, roger that. Just have to experiment and see which one works the best.
Yeah, definitely that. I mean, there's a couple different brands from what I can tell. I mean, because, you know, LoRa is the protocol that it uses, and I think Meshtastic is just something that runs in the, can run off of that, or it gets to be utilized. So they're not really both the same thing, like, is what I'm figuring out. But yeah, so the hardest part would be having enough nodes, just like you say, it spread out. I don't think you get citywide coverage. That would just be a ton. And there's not hardly any nodes around. There's like one way up past Asheville in Tennessee, and there's a couple in Charlotte. Whenever I look on the map,
I hadn't even looked to see how close anybody was with one, but I didn't figure it would be much. But it would work good like a neighborhood, or, you know, like a fairgrounds or that kind of stuff, you know, small locations.
KN4TFW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. KO4C.
Good morning, Ken. KO4HK.
Good morning, guys. Happy hump day. Carry on with the conversation.
Yeah, I think you're right, Patrick. It would be, you know, on a small scale, neighborhood, whatever, it'd probably be all right. But to go 20, 30 miles, I mean, you'd have to have a chunk of nodes in the area to be able to piggyback off of.
Now, that's just where I don't see it being a viable option, except for small stuff like that, unless you wanted to invest a ton of money and build your own network, like a cell network. And that just, I don't know, it doesn't seem feasible to me.
Yeah, definitely that, because each one of them would have to have a solar and battery and all that. That'd be a pain in the butt. So I just wonder, I mean, the higher you get it, how far could it actually go? I know they said somebody had got 200 and something kilometers, but how high up were they? I don't know. That's a good question.
Like I said, I think that's the real weak point and the drawback to that system is that. But go ahead and pick it up, Ken.
Now you're talking about something I don't know anything about, so I'm in learning mode.
What it was is I was looking, Meshtastic's been around a little while, and LoRa's, I mean, it's a protocol. Who knows when it was made? I hadn't looked at it, but, you know, when AT&T went down, if it wasn't for my work phone, I wouldn't have had any way to get in touch with my wife. So part of that just got me thinking, you know, what other forms would I have? And GMRS is one of them, because she can use it. But what other way would I get in touch with my wife to tell her anything? And I don't know what the answer to that is. I don't even think the LoRa would be the answer, because we don't have enough nodes. But basically, it's just a little system where the signal hops between the nodes to where it needs to go. That's basically that's the simplest form of it, I guess. And they're definitely not little expensive devices. I mean, they're what, you buy them $20, some of them up to $50. Patrick, what I was thinking, and not, you know, if you don't 3D print a case, you could, I've seen people put them in little waterproof cases, and I guess you'd have to drill holes in it.
Yeah, that's what I've seen old Josh do there. He built a couple of them, and he put them in the little small, cheap Pelican kind of cases, and just drill the hole for the antenna to come through, and a solar charger. But I think he ran his off of lithium batteries and just put enough in there to where they would last a while, and he'd come back and change them.
But I tell you, when AT&T went down, it did show a glaring, I guess, a need for technology half the time, how dependent we'd come on.
That's for sure. People were going crazy over that. But I just showed you how dependent on it we have become, and people don't even realize it.
Yeah, I remember my wife wouldn't even leave the house. She was supposed to go to Greenville, and she wouldn't even go because she knew she wouldn't have cell phone service. So she just refused to go leave the house any further, maybe the grocery store or something.
I ate it in my day.
It's the first part, Ken. Echo Link cut it off. What's the...
I said she wouldn't have made it in our day. I mean, heck, you had to run over to the neighbor's house to use the phone if you needed 911.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I asked her. Back before cell phones, and I mean, even pagers were, earlier 90s? I mean, I started in 99 at BMW, so it was, all 90s were pretty much pagers and stuff. Cell phones weren't real popular then yet.
Worked for the water department out in Colorado in early 90s. We had pagers that could receive text, and we had I guess it was a cell phone in the truck, but that sucker was as big as a thermos.
No 4 HGX. Guys, it's time for me to jump to 285, Andrew, if you can, if you got your radio with you. If not, y'all stay here and I'll catch you when I get back around.
Y'all go ahead. I don't have too much further. I'll see if I can jump over there.
QSY to 285.
KN4 TFW QSY.